McLean Gardening for the Gulf Coast. With Mobile's award-winning garden expert and chief horticultural advisor for Mobile Botanical Gardens, Bill Finch. We'll talk about living and growing on the Gulf Coast. Now, your personal yard and garden consultant, here's Bill Finch.
Hey, welcome back. It is a Gulf Coast Sunday morning with Plain Gardening. Give us a call this morning, 251-343-0106. It is a very special and important week. It's odd. It's happening all over the world. It just happens in opposite ways. If you're in the southern hemisphere, today is the longest day of the year, if I'm not mistaken, or tomorrow will be, on or about tomorrow. If you're in the northern hemisphere, which is where we are, last time I checked, today is the shortest day of the year. And everything moves around that. It's really incredible. I don't know which of those is most important. I think the shortest day, at least for those of us this far from the equator, may be most important, but it's a big deal. It's a big deal. Because things are going to start changing rapidly in your yard, and you're going to need to start doing things, lots of things. And we're going to talk about what you need to start doing. You'll have to listen to me harangue you about this for 2 or 3 weeks. You know that, right? So I guess I'm going to go ahead and get started early. So maybe you'll get started early. It's not too early because we don't have much time. Let's talk about the amaryllis real quickly. Let me give you a quick rundown. I wish Taxman were here to give us the long rundown, but I'm going to give you a quick rundown. If you're transferring amaryllis from pot to pot, in my mind, Taxman may have disagreed with me on times, to my mind, if you're moving amaryllis after they bloom, as soon as they bloom, then transplant them. If you're moving them from pot to pot and you're not leaving them outside, if you're leaving them outside, do not transplant amaryllis this time of year. This is my thought. This is my advice. I don't have a bunch of science experiments set up to prove it. But we have to do a lot of things with a poor understanding of the science, unfortunately. But based on a lot of things, amaryllis do not put out roots well in cold soil. And the soil is cold, and I don't think it helps to move amaryllis into cold soil, and the soil is cold this time of year. Leave them where they are. Leave them where they are, unless they're in some terrible place that you know they're going to rot out. If it's too wet, then move them. But otherwise, leave them where they are, and move them when the soil begins, as the soil begins to warm up, but before their roots have developed. Another time to move amaryllis is after they bloom, which is generally April and May if you leave them outside. And I think April and May is a great time to go ahead and move the amaryllis. You'll be moving them into warm soil. You'll be bothering them a little bit because they got a lot of roots. The roots are all well developed. Everything's fine. But they'll have plenty of time to recover. So after they bloom in April and May is a fine time to divide them. And it's a good time to remember because, you know, you've just seen them bloom. They've just caught your attention. And that's a good time to do it. If you're going to move them this time of year, I wouldn't do it. You know, here's the funny thing. Just wait till April and May. Just do it then. And I think you're going to be just as well. So in every case, I'm going to say, yeah, after they bloom, that's the great time to move them because you're going to be moving them into warm soil. If you have to move them now, wait as long as you can. I'd wait into February and then move them. And you're probably, I don't know whether you're going to get any blooms. You may lose your blooms as a result of that. So I hope that answers that story. Hey, listen, are there things to plant? And somebody said, oh, I know I'm late. No, it's a funny thing. In Alabama and in Mobile, we're always too late or too soon or never late or not soon enough. I mean, it's just weird because we're always... We can always plant in Mobile. Always. Always. And there are things that we've missed the opportunity for, but there are things for which there are new opportunities that we can take advantage of right now. And listen, here it is. We are the 12 days of Christmas, just for convenience. But it's not accidental that the 12 days of Christmas occur when they do. And it's not accidental that I'm going to tell you the 12 days of Christmas is one of the most important planning times on the Gulf Coast. And so you've got 4 days to get ready for the 12 days of Christmas, because here's what happens on the 12 days of Christmas. You have got to plant your peas, your sugar snaps, your snow peas, your English peas, if you will, the peas you shell out of the pod. And I'm going to do a little bit all of them this year. But if you're in Mobile, and if you're anywhere basically south of the Black Belt, south of Montgomery, I'm going to say now, the 12 days of Christmas is the time to plant those out. It's a great time. And that way, you'll be able to harvest those at the perfect time. The seeds are pretty hardy. When they're young, they're amazingly hardy. If we were to get temperatures below 15 degrees, I might cover them with straw or anything, because they won't be that tall when you get those temperatures. But they're gonna establish really well. They're gonna do great. You know, here's another great thing to plant this time of year during the 12 days of Christmas: fava beans. I love fava beans. I recommend planting them earlier in fall, but you know, there is absolutely nothing wrong with planting them on the 12 days of Christmas, and I suspect, not sure, but I suspect they'll probably do just about as well when you plant them on the 12 days of Christmas. Fava beans, incredible stuff. You don't know what fava beans are? Call me. Let's talk about them. It's a great thing to talk about. Fava beans, a great thing to do. You know, it's time to, if you're gonna do broccoli, you can resow the broccoli during the 12 days of Christmas. I wouldn't put it out in the garden until it's developed a little bit of size. But if you got some space in your house, go ahead and sow some broccoli or some cabbage. Because you can get those plants up to size. You can put them out in mid-February. Great time to plant them out. Put them out in the garden. They'll be great. Have them ready to go. Perfect timing. If I told you there's a lot of cabbage. There's nothing wrong with sowing some cabbage. Did we mention cabbage? Collards, kale, all those things. I think it's just fine to plant them on the 12 days of Christmas. With the cabbage and kale particularly, you can put them out in the garden right away. Parsley, I think it's a great time to plant parsley. Sow your parsley. It's gonna need a little bit of warmth. But all kind of cool season things. It would be the 12 days of Christmas. That is the time. That's the time to do it. There's another thing that you need to be doing, and you need to be getting ready for it. And I don't know that you have to. Yeah, let's just make it a 12-day of Christmas thing. Peppers, tomatoes. You hearing me? Peppers and tomatoes. It's the time to plant them out, or not in the garden. I'm sorry, but it's the time to sow them in pots inside. Because if you don't do it, they're not going to be ready to plant in your garden. So you got to have that seed ready to go. Here's another thing on the 12 days of Christmas. Boy, is there a lot to plant. Nasturtiums. Please. Nasturtiums. What a great thing to plant. What a beautiful, wonderful thing to plant. If you've never sown nasturtiums, try them. They do need a little bit of, they'll need a little bit of warmth to germinate. They need a good bit of moisture, but it takes them a while, but go ahead and do the nasturtiums now. Do the nasturtiums. It's a great time to do it. Petunias. Never later than the 12 days of Christmas would I plant petunias from seeds. It's a great time to plant petunias from seeds. I think it's a great time to plant marigolds as well. Go ahead and get your marigolds started. You see what I'm saying? There's a bunch of stuff. It's a bunch of stuff. We could start, I don't even know where to end, because there's so many perennials that we could be starting from seed right now. It's the last time to do it. You can sow a lot of those perennials. You can just sow them outside, and it's the best, and they'll get enough chilling. The 12 days of Christmas is an incredibly important time for planting all of those things. If you have any questions about what you should be planting specifically, or if you have something you like. It's not too late in the game. It is the first quarter. We are coming. We haven't started the first quarter yet. This is when the first quarter starts. During the 12 days of Christmas. How is that? How is that for a game analogy? Give us a call. 251-343-0106.
Welcome back to Plain Gardening for the Gulf Coast. Ask Bill Finch your gardening questions now at 343-0106.
Oh, we got some questions. It wasn't the mastodons that scared everybody. It was my threat that if they didn't get planting, they were going to miss it all together. And that's the way it should be, right? Don't feel threatened by those mastodons. Let the mastodons be mastodons, and then let's think about our gardens. Hey, here's some great questions, and you call me because let's talk about it. We're coming up on the best time to plant. It's that magical season when the days start getting longer. Everything important happens. Ooh, and I got the questions. When is the best time to move a rose bush, George and Pascagoula? George, I would move the rose bush now. Now, because roses don't need the warm soil as much as things like amaryllis. And I don't want to make everything too confusing, but now's a great time to move those roses. Do it now. Do it now. It could be a little better had you moved it in October, November, but I don't know if it would be much better. And this is a great time. Do not wait until spring. Move that rose bush right now. Do I need to make it more complicated? Let me say it one more time. Right now. That's when you need to move that rose bush. Planting nasturtium seeds in the garden now. No, I wouldn't plant them in the garden, but you got a good point. They don't transplant well. They don't transplant well, but they can. Just put them in a bigger pot, and don't put them in small pots when you sow nasturtium seeds. Sow those nasturtium seeds in big containers. Here's a little trick I've done, and it works really well. I've started using cloth bags, and you can find these little cloth bags. They're actually they're made out of sort of woven, spun bound, I guess, polyester or whatever it is, poly something. But they feel like cloth. They're like little cloth pouches. And you put soil in them, and then you put your nasturtiums in them. You don't even have to use too big a one. It helps to keep the roots trim. It's perfect. You can, if you sow those nasturtiums in those containers, you can put them right in the garden with no transplant issues whatsoever. You will have zero, because you can plant the whole container right in the garden. And they're better than peat pots for a lot of reasons. That's one of the things I'm using. But, the other way to do it is to, I transplant the nasturtiums all the time, but just give them enough soil. If you put them in a container, and sometimes it's best just to grow nasturtiums in containers. So you can sow them in a moderate-sized container, like a good 4-inch pot, and put that into another container before they get too big. And then, that container is something you can move around in the garden, and you can let those nasturtiums trail out of those containers, or you can plant them in the soil. That's one way to do it. But those little cloth pots, those little cloth bags, are great. You can plant them bags inside. You can get those nasturtiums up. Nasturtiums like cool weather. They love cool weather. They hate hot weather. But they don't tolerate temperatures below about 30 degrees. So there you go. If you plant them out and you get temperatures around 30 degrees, you can just cover them with straw and they'll probably survive just fine. But there it is. Does that help? I got a couple of raised bed planters. What veg seeds? You know, tell me what you mean by raised bed planters. And if they're really high, it does limit you. Raised beds are not any, it is good to have lots of organic matter in the soil. It's good to raise your soil about 6 inches above the surrounding soil, particularly in a wet area. 6 inches. You hear me? Did you hear me say 6 inches? But you don't want to do it more than about a foot, because at more than a foot, you're beginning to disconnect the plants from the soil underneath. You're beginning to disconnect them from the moisture supplies underneath. Moisture doesn't move up and down very well at that point, and you get all kind of issues, all kinds of issues with too much water and too little water. Plus, the ground is, you get a little bit of benefit from raising them. You increase the warmth in the soil when the sun shines. But when you start raising your bed 2 feet, it's more vulnerable to winter cold. It's more vulnerable to summer heat. I think raised beds are a problem at that height. But if it's just a little bit, everything, you can do anything that I talked about. All of those plants, you could sow your kale directly now. It'd be just fine. You can sow your fava beans directly in the garden. It's a great time. I wouldn't, you know, if you got a bed 2 feet high and you're sowing fava beans or snow peas or any of that, boy, you got a problem, because, you know, those, they're already going to get pretty tall, and now you've added 2 feet to it. So the snow peas, which were going to be at the perfect height to pick at about 4 to 5 to 6 feet, are now suddenly 8 feet above your head. Oh, you see what I'm saying about these raised beds? Sowing things in the ground, directly in the ground right now, it's a great thing with about, if you've got about 6 inches, if your soil's about 6 inches higher than the rest of the soil, or if it isn't, doesn't matter, just sow it. Sugar snaps, time to do it, in the garden. Snow peas, time to do it, in the garden during the 12 days of Christmas. English peas, time to do it, straight into the garden. Fava beans, time to do it, straight into the garden. Does that help? Rooted plants. I think you could try turnips. Try turnips. We're going to get some cold weather. But all you got to do, if you sow your turnips now, and I would sow them directly, I wouldn't sow them in pots. Just sow your turnips in the ground. I think we may be through with the worst of the yellow margin beetles. Maybe. If you sow those turnips in the ground, and just cover them if it gets cold, because they don't like it below about 26. Sow your turnips in the ground now. Sow broccoli rabe. That's not the same as broccoli. Rapini, broccoli rabe. Great time to sow broccoli rabe. Kale, mustards, I think you could do the same thing. So this questioner says these are in raised beds about 12 to 8 inches high up on a deck. Those plants are going to be really susceptible to cold. And that's the trouble, because there's not as much insulation. It's going to be sitting up. I think I would try peas. I would certainly try peas. I might even try favas. I think they'd probably do okay, but they're going to get pretty tall and pretty big in those containers. I think kale would do fine. I think here's what I would suggest. You could put the kale seed directly in there. Don't think I'd do turnips there. I don't think I'd do, but collards would do fine there. Kale would do fine there because they're really cold hardy. They're really cold hardy. Parsley would do fine there because it's really cold hardy. For each of those, there's some advantage, particularly with the parsley, to starting them inside first. Get those seeds germinating because it'll be warmer. Get them germinated and in small pots, and then transfer them to that once they develop a little bit of size. That's what I would do, because that soil is going to be maybe a little colder than normal. Particularly as the winds blow, it's going to be exposed to the winds. Does that make sense? There you go. But don't be too scared of it. I'm just saying, something else to think about. Petunias and marigolds, you sow them outside in the ground or in a pot? Yes. So let me say, petunias and marigolds sow in a pot inside. Thank you for making me say that, because I should have said that. Petunias and marigolds you want to sow in containers inside so they'll be ready to go outside. And they'll like the warm weather. They'll like the warm temperatures in the soil. They'll germinate quicker. But they actually do better with cooler temperatures than some other plants. Sweet peas. Yes, ma'am, this is it. Sweet peas, this is your last chance if you're on the Gulf Coast. Plant your sweet peas right now. I prefer to plant my sweet peas, and there may be some advantage to planting sweet peas in September, October, November. But I think the 12 days of Christmas is probably okay, and maybe almost as good. We'll see. We should try it. You should plant them now and tell me what you think. I think planting them a little earlier is better, getting them up a little better. But plant your sweet peas right now. Do not wait. After the 12 days of Christmas, I would say don't even bother. Don't even bother. Plant your sweet peas right now. Talk about cluck old hen.
Welcome back to Plain Gardening for the Gulf Coast. Ask Bill Finch your gardening questions now at 343-0106.
Hey, welcome back. It's a Gulf Coast Sunday morning with Plain Gardening. Yeah, you know, on the subdued's question, I agree. That was a we all agree that that was probably not the best acoustics, and we're gonna go with another version if we can put it in. Could I repeat what I said about the marigolds? Listen, let me tell you about marigolds. I love marigolds, and there's some really cool ones out there. Tashkent is one of my new favorites. It's not the one of the big fluffy marigolds, but it's got a really great fragrance. You know, some marigolds smell like burning rubber. If you've ever, you know, like somebody set a fire to a bunch of tires, and I hate to say that about marigolds, but it's true. But Tashkent has this beautiful fragrance, really a wonderful fragrance. And there are some other great ones, but Tashkent I love. There's some other great marigolds. But one thing about marigolds is they don't do well in our humidity. I think some do better than others. And so when you get, it's like tomatoes, when they're going to do great, great, great in March, April, May, and even into the first part of June, but then in July they're going to go... They're out of here. So what you got to do is you got to start them early. And I, you know, they do really well in fall as well. And so you can start them in July for fall. It's a great time to start them. Start them in early July, late June, early July to put them out for August and September, in July sometime, maybe even late July now that I'm thinking about it. But it'd be fun. And then start them again this time of year during the 12 days of Christmas so that they'll be ready to put out when you put out your tomatoes. About the time you put out your tomatoes, that's the time to put them out. And when do you put out your tomatoes? You know when to put out your tomatoes. As close to our last frost date as possible, which is on or about sometime, depending on where you are, somewhere between, if you're down on Dauphin Island, it's somewhere close to February 15th, essentially. And as you move closer to Mobile, it gets closer. Mobile, downtown Mobile, about February 28th in Midtown, and farther out in West Mobile, it's closer to March 3rd or 4th. So that's when we begin to target putting tomatoes out. That's when to put the marigolds out. But yes, start them now. in pots inside so that they'll be a nice size. It takes marigolds a while to get going, and it'll be fun to watch them. And you could start them as late as the end of January. That'd be okay, too. But go ahead and get them started. I think the 12 days of Christmas is a great time to do marigolds. Does that work? Is that good? A swamp. So we got this with sand live oaks. When's the best time to put them out? Sand live oaks, a great plant. One of our friends and listeners has them in a container. Has one in a container. Would like to know when is the best. Is now a good time to put them out? Yes, sir. Absolutely. Just short answer. This is the do not delay. Do not delay on that sand live oak, because at this time of year, moisture is taken care of. As long as it's cool, as long as there's not too much transpiration, won't go into all the gory details, but you don't have to worry as much about watering this time of year. The ground will be warm. It is the best time. You could have even done it a little sooner and it would have been a little better, but it's great. Do not delay. Do not delay. Plant that sand live oak right now. Sand live oaks are better at dealing with moisture limitations than other plants, but all plants have a problem when they first get started. So the most important time is those first couple of months after you're planting. We generally have a lot of rain, generally, through the end of March, and then it only starts getting spotty in April. And then you have to really worry in April and May. And so just, you know, you'll be fine. You won't even water it in good, and you won't have to touch it again until the 1st of April. But remember, make a note to yourself, starting about the 1st of April, water it once or twice a month in April and May, and you'll probably get it over that hump, and you'll be fine. How's that? Hope that helps. Ooh, look at this. Frank, let's talk about cypress.
Hey, Bill?
Yes, sir.
Bill, Merry Christmas. Quick question.
Merry Christmas to you. Yeah.
I lost a small oak tree during the storm, which I'm really grateful. It was going to climb all over the house, but we'd like to replace it with a cypress. It would be about 10 to 15 feet from the house and about 10 feet from the lawn. But if we're concerned about it producing knees, it's a high spot that gets to the clay pretty quick. And do they always produce knees or no?
Well, so here's I'm going to say yes, unless you plant the right kind of cypress. So let's talk about it. Nothing in the soil is going to make it produce knees. Nothing that has to do with water table or anything like that. It's always, if you plant a swamp cypress, a bald cypress from a Brown River swamp, the classic bald cypress, it's going to form knees. However, Alabama's a special place, and we got lots of things. We got 40 species of oaks. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. 40. We have two species of cypress. One is the swamp cypress, the classic swamp cypress, which grows in brown water systems, like in the middle of the Delta. But on the edge of the Delta, for example, in Blackwater Creeks and in the longleaf pine and little ponds that we used to have in the longleaf pine before we wiped out all the native ponds, grew something called pond cypress, and it's still out there. And pond cypress is really neat. And if you can get a pond cypress, it's beautiful. I love the foliage of pond cypress. It's much finer. It's much more delicate. It's really cool looking. It does not form knees very readily. It rarely forms knees. So if you can find a pond cypress that hasn't hybridized with a swamp cypress, if you can find a pond cypress from a good, reliable source, it will not form knees.
Okay. Well, ironically, we've got a pond cypress already, but you're right. It's working well in another spot, but it's smaller. Am I right? It might be, I guess I've got a bald at my office because it's producing tremendous knees, all, you know, going out 30 feet from the trunk, and of course I don't want that, but is there a cypress that becomes larger than the pond, or
Well, pond cypress will get pretty big. Yeah, well, pond cypress is pretty big. I mean, it'll develop some size, but it does grow more slowly than bald cypress, but still pretty fast. It's going to be 30 or 40 feet tall. Okay. I would say, yeah, your pond cypress is going to be, it's going to grow pretty fast. I mean, it may not grow quite as fast, but it's going to grow pretty fast. It's not going to get, finally, it's not going to get quite as tall as a bald cypress, but it can get pretty big. I mean, I've seen some really big pond cypress, 60, 70, 80 feet tall. It'll get there. I think that's the thing if you want a cypress. Now, if you, and it's a great choice. If you've got a water table problem or if you've got, pond cypress is a good choice. I would say stick with the pond cypress.
Okay, so if I go to a nursery, just make sure I don't get a ball. It's good. Make sure it's a pond. Okay.
Yeah. And let me tell you, I will warn you that sometimes nurseries end up with hybridized trees. And they'll have a little bit of the pond cypress and a little bit of the river swamp cypress in them. And those trees may not produce knees as readily, but they will produce knees. It's you do the best you can. And
okay, I learned.
Yeah. Good.
Thank you.
Yeah. All right, Frank. Good to hear from you. Thank
Bye-bye.
Bye. Tara, how are you doing?
I'm doing pretty good, and you?
I'm doing okay.
Great. I got a question that I've been trying to ask for a while, and so it may be totally out of, but I'd like to know now so that I can plan for maybe the possibility of planting it in the future. You had said that you grew sesame. I've got three, so I'm going to mention them in descending order of importance to me as far as trying to get them started. Seeding sesame, cardamom, and chia.
You know, can we just talk about sesame? I don't know. I don't have a clue about chia. And I don't have, I can't even. And cardamom is a difficult question. Raises a lot of issues. But let's talk about sesame. Sesame is a great crop. It loves warm weather. I think planting it late is probably a good thing to do, but you know, we need to experiment with it a lot in Mobile. You want the seeds to dry. You want the seeds to mature in relatively dry conditions. And so I think the best thing to do is not to rush the sesame.
Time for sesame seeds, right?
Winter is not. This is not the time to plant sesame. I don't think, that's an interesting question. I just don't think this is the time to do it. I think late April and May.
That was my question. When do I?
Late April. I'm going to say late April.
Okay, but you think it's got a chance, huh?
Yeah. Now you could try it. You could try it in early April. You could try it in late May, but I think late April is probably a good compromise. And the seeds then might mature. Yeah. Seeds are probably going to mature in late September.
That's why I was asking you.
Did
you do it in Mobile, right? Did you do it somewhere else?
I didn't do it in Mobile. Yeah, and so okay. I'm worried about that July intersect. This was in another garden, and I'm worried about the intersection with July. I don't want those seeds maturing in July or early August. I want them maturing in September.
Yeah,
so that's why I'm pushing the date back.
Some things, yeah.
So let's push it back and don't be too early with those guys. Plant them bit later.
Can you do it in pots? I mean, big pots, good size containers.
I know you love pots, Tara, but
I
don't.
I do, because they're just very versatile.
They're pretty plants. I don't think you're going to get a lot of production out of them, and you will prove me wrong, certainly.
I don't necessarily need 50,000 pounds.
Right. So start some in pots and see how they do, because they're really pretty. They're pretty plants with pretty flowers.
Okie doke. Well, that's what I needed to know, and thank you so much. I do appreciate your help.
Good to hear from you, Terry. Thank you.
And especially, so you too. Happy solstice. Yay.
Yay. Hey, we're going to be back. More questions. We got a flash round.
Welcome back to Plain Gardening for the Gulf Coast. Ask Bill Finch your gardening questions now at 343-0106.
Okay, Tiny, that's enough. So, a lot of questions here. Short time to do it. Can you identify these purple flowers? Somebody sent me a picture. Those purple flowers are Mexican petunias. They are not true petunias. They're Ruellia Brittoniana. And in spite of having the name Brittoniana, they're from Central America. Let me tell you about those. Those are in a perfect place. They're completely surrounded by concrete. They can't escape. Let's hope. And if you ever plant those, that's the kind of place you want to plant them, because they run like crazy. You almost can't get rid of them. They are a total annoyance to me in my garden, because it's like they don't want anything else to exist except for Mexican petunias. And they can be kind of, anyway, Mexican petunias, Ruellias, not true petunias. I'm not sure if they're in the petunia family. I'm going to have to figure that out. Can I identify this bush? Ooh, I certainly can. And that is Calocarpa. That is beauty berry. What my dad used to call, or what my dad still calls, beer berry. Though some people call it bear berry if they're Baptist, because they don't want people to know that they have a beer berry in their yard. But beauty berry is what most people call it now. It's a really cool shrub. You call me back sometime and let's talk about Calocarpa beauty berry. It is just one of the weirdest and most beautiful and most wonderful shrubs. And it's neat to have. It's a little rampant, but not like those Ruellias. And not like the Mexican petunias. And there it is. Can I recommend a local source for the seeds I've been talking about? Peas, beans, broccolini, parsley. Certainly. Try Old Time. Certainly. Try A-Bloom and check their seed collections. I know they've got some good seed collections. Sometimes it's hard for local companies to make a good business out of selling seeds, for a lot of reasons. And I think sometimes the varieties aren't there. But yeah, I mean, check Old Time. Check the local places and see the seeds that they've got. Check A-Bloom if you're on the Mobile side, and or if you feel like traveling from Baldwin to Mobile, check out A-Bloom and see what they have in terms of those seeds. A lot of these seeds are not available as commonly locally as they should be, but usually even the old Seed and Feeds will have things like peas. Fava beans, much harder to find. Nobody asked me about fava beans. What a shame. What a shame. You call me next week and ask me about fava beans. We're going to talk about it. Somebody says, can I plant Alabama blue collards now? Yes, absolutely. 100%. You can absolutely plant Alabama blue collards now. If you want the seeds to germinate more quickly, germinate them inside. Once they get just a little bit of size, put them outside. But you can sow them right in the ground now. They'd be fine. They're going to come up. It might be good to keep the ground a little bit warm, maybe put a plastic sheet over it for a couple of days to warm it up, but take that plastic sheet off quickly because you'll burn the plants underneath as they come back up. But Alabama blue collards, absolutely. Now's the time. Don't wait on something like collards. It's the time to do it. You have two Chinese chestnut trees. Is now a good time? Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. The only things that aren't good, that are perennials, that are in containers, that are in pots, that are trees or things, shrubs, the only thing that isn't good to plant in fall and winter are things like satsumas and amaryllis and some palms that need warm soil to develop their roots. Does that make sense? So these are tropical plants, and they need warm soil. Gingers are kind of the same way. I wouldn't mess with them right now. and take them out of the ground and then replant later when the soil warms. But those are not good things to do. So those are the exceptions. Most everything else, this is the time to replant. This is the time to do them. Sweet William seeds, and are they good? Sweet William is great. You know, I think Sweet William is probably, they are slow as Christmas to get started. I think it's probably better to try to start them back in August and have them grow through the winter. It's the perfect time. You can certainly try them now, and I have done them now, and they did okay. Are you going to find good Sweet William seeds locally? No, but you can go on the internet, and there's a lot of good ones out there, a lot of fun ones. Maybe call me back next week, and let's talk about some of those Sweet William seeds. They're great. They'll bloom all winter long. They're perfect for all winter long. And so it's, for my bet, Sweet William is the kind of thing I would plant in August or September. They do not like hot weather at all. They don't like hot weather at all. But they do really great over winter. They're really, really cold hardy. So you can do them at any time. Any time. Whew. There you go. Hey, it's been interesting. It's been fun. What an interesting show. What an interesting day to do a show. Because the solstice, it's upon us. Things are going to change. Things are going to move forward. It's a great time. It's a great time to be quiet and listen and think and not be so afraid that you can't hear those small things. The mastodons and the mammoths, they're not the ones you need to worry about. It's the small things that help us. It's those small little things. But you know, if you find a mastodon or a mammoth, you tell me about it, because I really miss them. I really miss them. They should be part of our Christmas. Give a mastodon for Christmas. And think about those small, beautiful things that are happening this time of year. Hey, listen, it's the 12 days of Christmas coming up. There's stuff you got to plant. You got to get ready for it. It is the plantness, well, every time of year is the plantness time of year on the Gulf Coast. But 12 days of Christmas, man, you can't beat it for planting. You will not have, if you planted something every day for the 12 days of Christmas, you would still have so much left to plant. Let's get started. Hey, I'll see you next week. Bye.
I was raised in the country, that's a natural fact. Food on the table from the garden out back. Everyone working to make the land their own. Red clay cracking where the silver queen grows. Running with your cousins.